KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The DA in KZN says preventing MPs from carrying out their oversight role is unacceptable. The party has welcomed a new circular that allows members of parliament serving on education committees to conduct school inspections again. The party slammed last month's Circular 29, which had restricted direct school oversight, calling the decision an overreach. KZN Education defended the move and explained it was in response to political tensions involving the ANC and MK Party. The DA spokesperson on education, Sakile Mgadi, says while the safety concerns were valid, shutting out elected officials was unacceptable.
This is not a political win for any party. This is a win for learners, educators and parents who rely on oversight to keep the system honest and responsive.
Police in Bel Air are investigating the murders of two people as well as an attempted murder case after a shooting in Hillary west of Durban. It's understood that two armed men approached the group and opened fire on Fremantle Road on Friday. Police spokesperson Robert Nechwenda.
The woman and one of the men were declared dead at the scene, while the other victim sustained gunshot wounds and was rushed to hospital. Police are investigating the possible motive of the shooting and a search for the suspects is underway.
SASSA's warning of possible payment delays for some beneficiaries this month. The agency says it's conducting a nationwide identity verification and eligibility review. KZN spokesperson Sandy Gondolwana says it's aimed at picking up and correcting errors in the system. She says they'll be updating beneficiaries' personal details and confirm any changes to their financial information. With grant payments scheduled to begin tomorrow, Gondolwana has urged recipients who've been contacted by the agency to visit their nearest SASSA office.
There are clients that normally apply at SASSA and you find they don't have ID. We use a temporary ID. We use a quad 7 number, but it lasts for only 3 months. Meaning after 3 months, you don't come back with your ID from Home Affairs, then say suspend. Basically, we simply just need their ID number. They normally, clients should be informed. We write them letters, but we know what happens. The squatter camps, they might not get those letters. So others might get the letters, others wouldn't.
And a mining company in Peru says despite efforts by law enforcement, violence in the mining industry has spiraled out of control. Poderosa has condemned a deadly attack on 13 workers linked to a service provider. The group was found dead inside a mine after they were kidnapped in the northern area of Pataz by illegal miners. The province is in a state of emergency due to escalating violence caused by a gold rush there. A recap of our lead story, the DA in KZN says preventing MPs from carrying out their oversight role is unacceptable. The party has welcomed a new circular that allows members of parliament serving on education committees to conduct school inspections again. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.